Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
As we do every Monday morning at this time, we discuss business travel in our Business Traveler Report with Monique Swart. She's the founder of the African Business Travel Association. We discuss all global and African business traveler news and the latest trends within the industry. It's 44 minutes past four. We invite you to be part of the discussion. And the discussion this morning is that, is corporate travel still an all boys club, or are things changing? One can only imagine that those involved once only used to be, you know, your white males. But how has the industry changed in the past few years? Has it even changed? 021-446-0567 is the number. Please join the conversation. Monique, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Abs. How are you?
Hey, Siso. It's Monday. Monique. Siso.
Yeah,
I'm up there. I'm down.
It's Monday and it's November.
And December is already here. But okay. Monique, though, you know, we talk about the corporate travel industry. So the question then becomes, how has the corporate travel landscape changed in the last few years in relation to the hierarchy in companies, first of all? I mean, is it still a case of, you know, your senior male manager, white, are the ones that are still doing the traveling? Or has we seen changes in South Africa where, you know, it's more your black or your black travelers, male travelers, or is there also an inclusiveness when it comes to your female travelers?
Yeah. Listen, I think things have changed dramatically in the last 10 or 15 years. It's definitely not a case of kind of an old boys club anymore. You'll find a lot more women in power, you know, taking senior positions at big companies. You find obviously a lot more previously disadvantaged guys now, you know, just rising up the ranks. And it's a far more, I think, even picture than it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
And in talking to that, I mean, I still remember, you know, when we were at university, seeing these guys traveling. Are they getting upgrades and they're getting favors and they're getting freebies? And you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's the sort of job that I want. I mean, is that something that's still happening, though, in the industry? Does it come with all the bells and whistles?
In a word, no. You know, I was thinking back and I remember when I started in the industry, also doing what I'm doing now, but with a different company. And we literally used to be like thrown free tickets and hotel stays. And, you know, we used to have this thing in the industry called the fam trips, where the hotels and the airlines would pay for travel agents to come and fly on their airlines and stay in their hotels. And it does happen occasionally. And travel for a lot of young people was like the industry to get into, because you had all of these things. You got to travel, you know, you got to see the world, you got to stay in fancy hotels. And it just doesn't really happen anymore. These suppliers don't have the capacity. You know, it's a tough market out there. People are cost cutting. Corporates might not be traveling less, or, you know, their amount of travel is on the rise. But they're trying to spend less money when they travel. They're trying to travel lower classes, not business class as much, that kind of thing. So a lot of the suppliers just don't have the bandwidth to be throwing around these free favors and waivers anymore. So I don't think it's the fun industry people thought it was 10 or 15 years ago, getting to do all of this stuff and not having to pay for it. That's all changed for sure.
Monique Swart is the founder of the Africa Business Travel Association, and we discuss all global and African business traveler news with her and the latest trends within the industry. The question we're chatting about this morning is corporate travel, and we are asking, is corporate travel still an all boys clubs, or are things changing? If they're changing, to what end are they changing to? And certainly it's clear that the landscape has changed, but with the changes comes also stricter. Say policies, or is it, would it be a policy to give someone freebies, or would it just be, what would I call it, Monique?
I think, yeah, you know, it used to be kind of like a sales technique, or you know, if you've got somebody who's spending a heck of a lot of money with you, it's a, you know, it's a tit for tat kind of thing. But I think nowadays it's difficult for a lot of the suppliers. It does definitely still happen. I'm not saying it doesn't happen at all. But for the most part, you've got to pay your way. And unless the value is really, really high in what you're offering them in exchange, you know, you've literally got to just pay your way. If they could have a paying person sitting in that seat, to give it away for free is something that they can't really afford to do anymore.
And in talking to that, though, we've mentioned that the younger generation or the millennials are coming in. They're starting to work in the industry, and they are a generation that is very finicky when it comes to traveling. Then, are they fitting in with these red tape changes and policies?
You know, it's a funny thing. I think the millennials often get a bit of a bad rap when it comes to their behavior and how they travel and, you know, how much they listen to what, you know, things used to be like. And I think to a certain extent they're changing the world, right? I mean, the amount of technology available to us now, the amount of, you know, self-sufficiency that guys have that they just didn't have before, I think is fantastic. But millennials really don't push against company travel policy the way people thought they did. I know we did a survey a couple of weeks ago, and it came out that the millennials are actually very willing to follow policy. The challenge with them is that they're impatient, and rightfully so. You know, sometimes when there's red tape, just for red tape's sake, the millennials are the ones that will stand up and say, but why? Why do we have to do it like this? You know, I've got a way that's faster, possibly cheaper. Why can't we do it my way? And that's something that I think you need to be careful of in how you want to make that change happen. You know, as anybody who wants to make change happen, you sometimes got to do it carefully. You can't just not follow the rules and expect that to be okay. But I think they're having a big impact on how companies are running travel programs, because there are often faster, easier, cheaper ways to do things. Yeah. And these guys are the first ones that will find that.
And you know, I often hear people talking about traveler fiction. Oh, so I meant to say friction. What is this, and what is the impact of it?
So it's kind of a new concept in the industry at the moment, and we're actually going to be talking about it at our conference coming up this week. But it's really just a case of some of these guys that literally have 3 or 4 business trips a week. I mean, Abs, can you imagine being literally, you know, sleeping in a different hotel room every night of the week and then maybe getting to be at home with your family on the weekend? And there's plenty of people out there that travel like that. And it's just looking at what impact this kind of travel and the late nights and not being in your own bed and not eating, you know, your wife's food or your own food, what kind of impact that has on you as a person, and the wear and tear it has on you, and ultimately the productivity that your company is going to start losing from you because of this friction, and what to do about it. So it's pretty interesting, and companies more and more are looking at that and questioning, you know, what are we doing to our staff from a health and safety? Maybe the guy loves it, loves his traveling, but it can start wearing you down after a while, and just looking at what impact that has.
I tell you, for me, it would be, you know, the perfect ages for that would be like from 24 to 30. That's for me. It would have been, yeah. That would have been an ideal job. But I think after that, you know, with the kid and the family,
Exactly.
It's just, it just doesn't work like that. Okay.
Too much, no.
And then, Monique, as we close off the show, though, as usual, any advice to business owners that are then looking at the changes in the travel space, what would your advice be to them?
You know, I think we all know that change is a scary thing. You know, you kind of get used to the way of doing things, and, you know, that's the way you want to carry on doing things because it works. But I think just because something works doesn't make it the best way to do it. So just for companies to be open to change, to, you know, listen to those guys that are into technology and understand different, quicker ways of doing things, understand the shortcuts, and just be open to looking at new ways of doing things.
Monique Swart, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We chat again next Monday.
We do indeed. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you so much, and a very good morning to you.